This week, a Vermont Superior Court judge upheld the state's large-capacity gun magazine ban, signed into law by Governor Phil Scott in April 2018. Judge William Cohen declined to dismiss a case the state has brought against defendant Max Meesch, claiming he was stockpiling weapons and had illegally imported two of the banned magazines into Vermont. Meesch had also argued a grandfather clause violated the state constitution's common benefits clause. Democratic Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan is pleased that the court upheld the constitutionality of the law. He tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley, it's an example of common sense legislation that promotes public safety.
I think the judge's order speaks for itself. I mean, I think what the judge said that I really respect is anytime you're talking about any sort of regulation, government regulation, it is always balanced against those individuals' rights. And I think in this case, yes, people have a right to possess guns, but there's also that balancing test of reasonable regulations that promote public safety. And as I think the court talked about, that's part of our social compact to subject the rights to the common good when the conflict arises. And so I think this is a good decision. I think it's a decision that is right on the law. I think it's a decision that speaks to the common sense legislation that the legislature passed when it passed these gun laws. And we look forward to litigating the case.
The judge spent most of this 7-page decision explaining the background and the reason for his decision regarding whether he was going to dismiss the lawsuit or not regarding the magazine ban. And of the 7 pages, only 1 page was regarding the grandfather clause. What does that mean about the focus of the lawsuit?
I can't speak for the other side. We're defending the law. We think the law is constitutional. But I think what the judge talked about when he talked about the Vermont Constitution, and this is a quote that I think sums up this case and sums up that balance and that tension with individual rights and the rights to the community at large, was that this case is, quote, fundamentally about achieving a balance between conflicting rights, the right to bear arms, and the right to live in a community with a measure of safety. And I think what this legislation did with these banning of these high-capacity magazines is to strike that balance, that public safety is within the purview, of course, of government to promote. So we think this is a good decision, and we look forward to continuing litigating this case.
This was only one provision of that law, and there were 3 separate laws that were passed and signed. What
right.
kind of implications does this lawsuit have for the remaining provisions and for the other laws that were passed and signed back in April of 2018?
Well, I think this challenge, and of course this is a criminal case, is really only contesting that magazine ban, and of course, as you already articulated, that grandfather clause in terms of who can possess that magazine ban. And so I don't think it's challenging the other aspects of the law. And as you are also aware, there's also that civil case that is challenging, I think, the entirety of the law, which my office is defending as well. So you really have 2 separate tracks here. You have the criminal case that is proceeding, and you also have the civil case that's proceeding as well. My sense is that one or both is going to end up in the Vermont Supreme Court, and the Vermont Supreme Court will have the final say, as they should, whether or not this law is constitutional.
An extended conversation with Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan can be heard on the WAMC News podcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.